Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to episode 60 of Off the Mark, a weekly podcast providing the best analysis into professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Jay Lethal has parted ways with TNA. This is kind of weird. Do you think he's going to head over to WWE now?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. However, though, I don't know if WWE would have a whole lot of interest in him. He is a veteran, which would be really great for them. But I don't know where they would put him. You know, he is a smaller guy, and they don't have a huge cruiserweight division. So I see him staying in the indie scene, maybe going to Ring of Honor would be my guess, or possibly even going overseas.
Yeah, he can make a lot of money over Japan. Japan loves those cruiserweights, and I think he'd be a decent draw over there. So now CM Punk might be leaving the WWE. When did this news happen?
So this is something that broke on Wednesday. CM Punk apparently has had a little bit of a falling out with WWE, and it shows with his most recent storyline with Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
It's really surprising because the Randy Orton storyline I thought was going to be a huge bump for both people. I thought it would help elevate Randy Orton to that next level, and it would help CM Punk also. However, though, apparently WWE really wanted to push Orton back into the main spotlight, even though he's already there. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of dumb. And they've kind of been really burying Punk in a way. And so Punk isn't very happy. He sees he thinks that he's hit the glass ceiling there, and he doesn't know what else he's going to do. So, you know, he's been saying that, number one, he hasn't signed another contract with them. So he may be leaving because of that. And number two, he's been in talks, I guess, of going elsewhere, which a lot of rumors out there are talking Ring of Honor and TNA. So who knows?
I don't think he'd fit over in TNA too well. I think if he was, because there's so much stuff going on TNA right now, and it's hard to keep track of. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to Ring of Honor, because I think at one point he was with them. It'd be kind of nice to see him go back there, because he can wrestle his style.
Mm-hmm.
So the WWE Network will not just be a wrestling network. What else will it be, Aaron?
They're going to have regional programming, they said. In fact, they were one of the reasons Drew Carey was inducted in the Hall of Fame, which is stupid,
yes,
was because they want him to actually come up with original programming there. So that's kind of interesting. That's another reason, you know, they want to take the wrestling out of it, because while wrestling will be a major part of their new network, it's not going to be the main one. So.
I'm actually shocked about this. I mean, I understand that, you know, they'll probably replay Raw, and like then NXT once, and Superstars will finally have another, you know, be on TV. But it just seems weird to me. Why? I would think that if it's a wrestling network, you want to have, or I'm sorry, a WWE Superstars network, you'd want to have, you know, like wrestling going on. There'd be a lot of wrestling. I mean, they have so many hours upon hours of tapes that they could go through. I think someone estimated once they could like run all original stuff, or, you know, basically go through the entire tape library for like over 2 years straight. If they ran it, you know, that's not even including the original programming. That just seems really weird to me. But so
the one thing, though, just to kind of stay on this topic for just 1 second, that mm-hmm. I would like to say is that I think the problem is that in today's world, you have DVRs. And that's one of the reasons that I remember Jeff Jarrett said that the Monday Night Wars Part 2 wasn't going to work, because people are going to just record it. People are going to TiVo or DVR it. And I think it's kind of a similar thing. While, you know, we look back very fondly on, you know, Nitro and Raw back in 98, 99, there were a lot of dumb stuff that happened then too. And I'm sure that watching it, we'd probably sit there and go, oh my, what is this crap? Like, what is going on here? Seriously. And I think that that is one of the reasons why, that you could do we're going to run Raw 1997. We're going to run that for the next, you know, year or whatever. But you need other programming there, because people aren't going to want to watch it. So that's just my little take on it, you know. I did want to ask you, though. The Undertaker has – he's actually – he doesn't know when he's going to be coming back. He is very, very questionable in his match with Triple H. Maybe his last match until next WrestleMania. What do you think?
That's ridiculous. I mean, so all these guys are busting their butts, and he just has the streak now going for him. That's all he has going for him. It's ridiculous. And plus, not, he won't be in shape then. That's the other thing, too. I mean, he may work out here and there, but he's not going to be ring ready. It's going to be another one of those matches where basically he takes like 7 pedigrees and then, oh, I somehow pull out the win at the last second. Come on. That was ridiculous. I wasn't I'm still upset about that match, but.
Yeah, I am too. And we talked about that in our WrestleMania special. So if you're new to the show, go back and listen to our post-WrestleMania special. We had our quick analysis of the show. Now, normally this is the time we go into Raw. However, though, we're actually going to basically go to our weekly topic because, look, let's face it, we have to talk about the draft. And we're going to spend a lot of time on this, and otherwise we really can't talk about Raw or SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest news of the draft, Cena goes to SmackDown with the first pick and then goes back to Raw with the last pick. Your thoughts, Andy?
That's stupid. They should have never done that because there's people that were happy that he's going to SmackDown. Okay, that's great. You have him and another guy over there that are two big superstars on Raw. Why doesn't he just stay? You know what I mean? Like, why doesn't he? I don't know. Why even do it? Because then later on, you could have someone drafted. You know, Rock could draft someone from SmackDown, and they can just take that guy back. I mean, I was surprised that Rey Mysterio didn't go back to SmackDown. I was very surprised. But anyway, so let's just get into who got drafted to Raw. We got, of course, Rey Mysterio. He got drafted. The Big Show, Albert Del Rio, Jack Swagger, JTG. That was the best pick of the day. Drew McIntyre. And the MVP of the draft was Mr. Curt Hawkins. Then we had Chris Mashers, Kofi Kingston, and Tyler Rex. Yeah.
So I got to ask.
How many of those guys are getting fired is what the next question should be.
Looking at the list, Mysterio, I don't know who he's going to feud with. Big Show, I'm not sure either. The Big Show really surprised me because he's actually gone back and forth the past, I think, 3, possibly even 4 drafts now.
Mm.
Alberto Del Rio doesn't surprise me. They're going to do a program with him and Cena. So expect Cena to win either the title, probably not this Sunday, but next Sunday he's going to win the title. Or not next Sunday, I'm sorry, next pay-per-view he'll win the title.
Mm.
Swagger doesn't surprise me. But look, let's go over the kind of elephant in the room, or elephants, I should say. JTG, what is his role going to be on Raw?
Jobber. He's going to get in a feud with Long Island IZ, Mr. Zack Ryder, and Zack Ryder is going to, beat the crap out of him.
Okay. Drew McIntyre, they're really trying to push the crap out of him, and so that's why they moved him over.
Epic fail.
I understand. Kofi Kingston, same thing. I mean, he kind of needs... It's going to be good for him on Raw. Actually, when looking at this list, I think that Kofi is going to benefit probably the most, realistically. I mean, what do you think?
I don't know, dude. See, what I don't get is, okay, let's just... Christian has to win. You know that, right?
Yes, Christian will now win the title.
He has to win because that title has to go over there. So Christian's going to win the pay-per-view, and then definitely, because he'll have to win, and then John Cena is going to win the title. That's ridiculous, because usually they swap, every year they swap the WWE Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship to either brand, and they didn't do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we already know who's going to win at the pay-per-view. But that's the sad part, because The Miz can't win now, which is going to be horrible, because what's-his-face went over.
Well, Miz could win. Miz can win. Technically, because Miz, Cena, and Alberto Del Rio are still on Raw. And the only person on SmackDown would be Christian out of the 4 people in the match.
I keep thinking that The Miz is with Alex Riley for some reason, which I would be surprised Alex Riley just somehow comes back.
And I understand that John Morrison is in is a part of the WWE Championship match. Let's face it, he's really not a part of it. He's just there.
He's just there to take a couple bumps.
Yeah.
And then he'll continue his feud with R-Truth, which, by the way, I guess we'll talk about... Never mind.
Well, I'm
jumping ahead again. I'm sorry. But anyway, so let's... In all seriousness with Raw, though, I am kind of excited to see... I wonder what they're going to do with Curt Hawkins, because I think they're going to do something with him and Zack Ryder. I just have a feeling.
Yeah. Well, Zack Ryder was drafted also from Superstars to Raw, which was great. So I was really happy to see him drafted there. Now, moving on to SmackDown, though, people drafted over there: Randy Orton, Mark Henry, Sin Cara, Daniel Bryan, The Great Khali, The Usos, William Regal, Yoshi, Ted DiBiase, Tyson Kidd, Alex Riley, and Sheamus. So Orton drafted over. They needed a huge face. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Henry, you know, we'll talk about what happened with him on Raw, but he got drafted over there too. Sin Cara, there's one thing I wanted to bring up here. Do you know why he was drafted to SmackDown?
So if his ring entrance, if he botches it, they can tape it again?
Exactly. That's exactly why.
That's the only reason why.
Guarantee it. That is why he was drafted over there.
Well, what other reason would he be drafted over there, though?
Who is he going to feud with is what I want to know. But I want to ask you, what do you think of Daniel Bryan going to SmackDown?
I'm excited, actually. I'm pretty happy that he went there. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things, like, I'm happy that he went over there because then he can wrestle his style, and I think you'll see a lot of cool things with him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. The one thing I just don't understand is why it took so long for him to go to SmackDown. That's why I didn't understand. He should have gone there a long time ago. He didn't need to be on Raw.
He was put on Raw after SummerSlam last year when he came back. And they, you know, I mean, this is the first opportunity they've really had to put him over there. And now, don't get me wrong, I understand people switch brands all the time. Last year, Edge went to SmackDown from Raw, even though he was drafted to Raw, which was stupid, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler came over to Raw this, like, you know, 3 weeks
just
ago.
Just because.
Yeah, just because. So, but, you know, the thing is, a lot of these people that got drafted were really kind of no names other than, you know, obviously the main people drafted on Raw. But Daniel Bryan would have been a big one. Ted DiBiase, maybe Alex Riley, and, of course, Sheamus,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, let's talk about that. Sheamus is bringing over the U.S. title, and there's already the IC title over there. And half of the world half of the tag team titles.
Yeah.
So something's got to happen there. Well, we're going to talk about on SmackDown.
Well, see, I knew that this was going to get brought up. So I went to WWE.com thinking, okay, Sheamus is going to defend the title then. He could drop it, or Wade Barrett would drop, you know, defend his and drop it. But neither of them are wrestling.
Advertised. They're not advertised.
Okay, they're not advertised. Of course, you know, there might be a house show where he gets the Cruiserweight title.
The Cruiserweight title.
Don't you remember from WCW? I think it was Juventud Guerrero somehow won it at a house show. And it's like, okay, I was at the house show. We didn't wrestle, but somehow he magically won it. But yeah, so, you know, I'm wondering what they're going to do. I think Wade Barrett will end up dropping the IC title, and that IC title will come back over, is what I think is going to end up happening. Because, I mean, why else wouldn't? I mean, you can't have those two championship belts on the same show. That's why they should have done the draft on Monday, like as in this upcoming – yeah, next Monday. But I like the fact that Ted DiBiase went over there. I think that he might be able to shine a little bit over there. The Usos, I don't know why. Great colleague could care less about. Mark Henry was actually pretty – I liked what they started with him. He came out, you know, during Raw and did his thing, and I thought that was really good. So he has a storyline planned out for him, which, by the way, what he did at Raw was hilarious. So.
Well, you know, the thing that I'm wondering, though, and I mean, we might as well talk about it now. Mark Henry, he turned heel. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be over on SmackDown now. He is the main heel. Because there's – who else are the heels over there?
The Great Khali.
Maybe.
Tyson Kidd.
Wade Barrett is going to be your other one. It's going to be Wade Barrett and Mark Henry are going to be your top two heels. And your top two faces are going to be Christian and Randy Orton. That's it. And then after
that's not good.
And after that, it's a huge drop.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge drop. And when you think about it, over on Raw, if CM Punk leaves, there's going to be a little bit of a void there too. And it's going to be basically Cena, The Miz, and Alberto Del Rio. And then who else is your main eventers?
That just messed up. I think that this is a weird draft. And I didn't like the fact that it took forever. I think it went over, 4 hours they were drafting guys? It should have been
for the supplemental. Yeah.
Yeah, they should have just done it every 10 minutes or every 5 minutes. Get over and done with, not stretch it out. I did talk to Zack Ryder online, by the way. He was all about the woo woo woo. And he said he does have a broski of the week this week, so I was like, all right, sweet.
Anyway, let's move on to Raw. So Truth and Morrison, they're setting up a mid-card or upper mid-card feud on Raw that will continue after the pay-per-view this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think that they're going to be it's going to be a good feud for them?
I think it'll be a good feud. I like the fact that R-Truth turned heel, and I like the fact that he was talking and then everyone was like, "What? What?" And then he stopped. What he needs to do is he should do something where, like, say what if you are dumb? And they'll be like, what? You know what I mean?
Well, Undertaker did that one time, I know. Like,
oh,
when,
I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, you didn't remember that, apparently. But when the Stone Cold What thing was big,
yeah,
Undertaker got so mad that he goes, say what, I think it was, if you've ever kissed your sister, I think is what it was. It was something along those lines. It was hilarious. And then you hear out, like, it trailed off. Like, people were like, no, I didn't.
good old Undertaker. He actually did something interesting for a change. Yeah, but I like the fact how the feud's going. I think it's going to be great for both guys. I think that's why John Morrison will not win at the pay-per-view, is because I think that R-Truth is going to come out and do something. And I think it's going to be a great feud for the two guys. And I think R-Truth will end up winning this feud because he needs it and they need a big heel.
Well, I think that it'll help him, you know, doing what Zack Ryder's been trying to do and really get over that fence.
Yeah. You know? And you know what? This is Zack Ryder. This is the WWE. This is a boat. This is WWE missing the boat. Any questions? Anyway, so what the heck is a whipping country strap match, by the way?
I don't know.
Is it just going to have a strap and then JR? And see, what I also don't get is, are they going to be having to take the whip off each time? Because, you know, like Cole, I don't understand the tag match.
Look, let's just face it, all right? This is stupid. This is stupid, and it doesn't need to be on television, all right? It really doesn't. And I am kind of appalled by this, because nothing against JR. I like him as a commentator, but he should know better. He really should know better. He should have been like, look, you know, I think that it's great that you want to get me involved in this, but it's going to be horrible. I'm going to look like crap in the ring. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look really bad. Do you really want to make me look bad? Do you want to make the product look bad? How long is this match going to be, you know? I'm against this. I'm sure you are too, Andy. So
completely against it. I feel bad. And by the way, JR did break his hand, by the way, during that match.
Yeah.
So anyway, so of course, we already talked. Basically, the entire Raw was just about the draft. I mean, all they did was talk about the draft. It was kind of boring, actually, to tell you the truth. But that's all it was. So SmackDown. Sheamus versus Kofi is now being teased for Extreme Rules this Sunday, of course. Wow, I didn't...
Not confirmed. Keep in mind.
It's not confirmed, but it's teased. It's just a little teased.
My guess is, and I'm not positive, who knows, maybe it'll come out that this did happen, but Kofi beat Sheamus on Raw, and then, you know, vice versa on SmackDown. And it's one of those things where they're probably going to have a match, a quick match at Extreme Rules for the U.S. title in order to put the U.S. title on Kofi and bring it over to Raw.
But here's the thing. I bet Mark Henry interferes in that match if that does happen. And then have Sheamus turn face, so you have a face, and then you have Mark Henry as the big heel.
I still don't like Sheamus as a face. And that, or I don't think he's ready to be a face. You know, I think that he would need something else to do. But I don't know. We'll see.
I always wish John Morrison was a heel. I liked him as a heel. With him and
Melina. Yeah, he was a pretty good heel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the other thing, too, was that the show actually featured, you know, Orton and everyone else coming out.
Alex Riley.
You know, Alex Riley coming out. Basically showing off the new talent that joined the roster. So, I mean, which was pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm actually more excited now for SmackDown next week to see what they're going to do, because next week they have to start feuds, because a lot of feuds are ending. Orton and CM Punk are getting broken up. So their feud is ending this Sunday. Mysterio and Cody Rhodes, their feud is ending this Sunday.
Finally.
Alberto Del Rio and Christian's feud is ending this Sunday.
Yeah, that's
so
more
that's
of
three
edges.
Big people right there. Three big people. So next week's Raw, next week's SmackDown is actually one of the biggest events of the year. It really will be.
I think a lot of stuff's going to happen at Extreme Rules, though. I think that you're going to start. I think there'll be only a couple cleans, but I think you'll see a lot of. I think you'll see some run-ins. Extreme Rules, because then you can start a feud from there. Then you can start more feuds on SmackDown, and you know, go with the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by the way, I just wanted to say thanks to HostGator. We're switching over to them finally. They're awesome. If you're a blogger or podcaster and you're not happy with your web host like GoDaddy, check out HostGator.com where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited disk space, bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo out to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code off the mark, you'll save 25% off your hosting package. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of web hosting costs. TNA. What the heck is... Why Gunner? Why did he beat Christopher Daniels? Is there a reason for this?
I don't know if they're trying to start a feud between the two or what.
Or are they just trying to put him over?
Think of it this way. If... I don't know. Let's say Zack Ryder got a win over Sheamus.
Well, I could see that every day.
Right? But let's say it was booked that way.
Okay, if it was booked that way, I'd be... Yeah. First of all, Zack would be like, check out Raw, man. I'm going to win.
And then the wrestling world just looked at it and went, what? I'm sorry, wait, what? What happened? It's kind of a similar circumstance, really, because Christopher Daniels has a boatload of talent, and Gunner has very, very little and is not a marketable character. He's very forgettable. Can you tell me which one is Gunner and which one's Murphy? Because I couldn't tell you.
If and you I'm had $100 in front of me, I couldn't guess properly.
I think Gunner has the tattoos. Wait, they both have tattoos. Screw it. I don't know, man. This was just stupid. This is dumb booking. This is Kevin Nash booking.
Kevin, no. This is more like, I'd say, J.J. Dillon booking.
It's bad booking, all right? Let's just be honest here.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Alex Shelley makes his return to save Tough Enough's Chris Sabin. Pretty impressed with that. Where has he been?
He was injured. He hurt himself in a match, and so they had to kind of...
Legitimately?
Legitimately, yes.
Okay. I don't know. It's something, you know, like there's so many guys going in and out of TNA now. It's like Alex Shelley. Oh, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, Chris Sabin, I think he's a great wrestler. Of course, he's from Tough Enough, which I keep forgetting about every time. I'm like, hey, you were in Tough Enough. But even though it was like 10 years ago. So.
But anyway, though, I mean, nonetheless, though, it's the reason why I even have this in there is because, look, let's face it. TNA needs help in their tag division, and having the Motor City Machine Guns back, one of the greatest tag teams, I would say, in sports right now, in sports entertainment, in wrestling right now, you know, having Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley return is having them back is just great. So
Sting defeats Bully Ray and Anderson in a great match. Why? What was the point of this?
You tell me.
I like it, to me, it doesn't make sense because Bully Ray isn't in a feud with Sting at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it just to give him a title shot again?
I think that what they're doing is that they're trying to have Bully Ray become a top heel. Because Ken Anderson is really a tweener. Like, he's a face and a heel. You know, he does both. And I think that having Bully Ray in there as the heel is actually – well, first of all, it's a better way to do a three-way match. You should never have a three-way dance with two faces and a tweener. That's stupid. You know, two faces and a heel, two heels and a face.
Mm-hmm.
This is good because it's a face, a tweener, and a heel. So you have one person who will always get cheered, one person will always get jeered, one person will do one or the other.
Right.
So that's why, you know, it really is how it should be done. But what do you think? I mean, do you think Bully Ray is he a top heel?
No, he's D-Von Dudley. Or I'm sorry, he's not D-Von. He's Bubba Ray Dudley. I mean, that's how I look at him. Every time I don't that'll never get out of my mind because he did the tag stuff for so long, and I think this sounds really bad, but if D-Von wasn't there, I think I'd think of it differently. but like the fact that he's there, it's just one of those things. Like, it's like when Edge and Christian broke up and Christian went over to TNA, Edge shined then because he didn't have to worry about Christian being around. And I think that's what should happen with this as well, but that's just what I think.
Kind of like a, you know, it's a shadow that you're always going to see.
Yeah, that's my problem. I mean, if Devon was gone and you know, if he was doing something else, or if he was on Explosion, I could probably deal with that. But the fact that he's still there, and I still think of the Dudley Boys. I think of the 3D. I think, hey, Devon, get the tables. I keep thinking that over and over again. That's all I think when I see Bubba Ray. I'm sorry, Bully Ray now.
Which, you know, I mean, I hear you there. I would say this, though. I think that Bully Ray, while I was very much against him being a, you know, in a singles capacity, I actually think that TNA has done a very good job with him. And, you know, we will criticize TNA. We'll criticize WWE, of course, for mistakes that they make. But the thing is, they've actually done this correct. And I was incredibly surprised.
Yeah, finally it was done correctly. At least they did on TNA. And now if the WWE can follow, I mean, that'd be great. Because I would bring up Ring of Honor, but I just think they're in a different league. I know that some people won't agree with me, but I just think they're in a different league. I see great matches. I can't remember the other one. Because of the C, I just started watching Chikara.
Yeah.
Just started watching that. Like, all their matches are really good. Like, surprisingly. Very surprised. And that's the thing. Like, TNA, I swear, finally was like, hey, let's do what they do. And let's do it properly. And they did it properly. And look what happens. A great match.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing is, the only thing that I don't like is I don't like the fact that AJ Styles comes back. And he's going to have to put over Bully Ray. I don't like that.
And you're right, happen. Too.
Because how else are you going to book this? There's
you can't
no
just
way.
Have AJ win, yeah. There's no way.
I mean, even if Devon was to like somehow make it so Bully Ray would win, you still can't do that because then you're hurting Bully Ray. I mean, in a way, like, it would be kind of interesting if it was Bully Ray versus Ken Anderson. That would be kind of weird, but it would, you know, kind of make sense to me. But AJ Styles coming back, and the only reason he came back is because he broke his tailbone or whatever it was, taking the bully bomb or whatever he calls it now.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't my thing.
No, I hear you, and I am kind of concerned about what the TNA pay-per-view, I believe it's Sacrifice is next,
yeah.
And I'm kind of concerned about what it's going to be because I didn't care for Lockdown that much. I thought it was okay, but it wasn't a pay-per-view, you know? So
that is true. That is true. So anyways, do you have any final words you want to talk about the draft?
You know, I think with the draft, we will do a weekly topic on what the draft should be sometime. I don't know. Maybe we'll do it next week, but you know, we've gone over what has happened and what may happen and what can happen. So I really don't have anything else to say. I'm optimistic, and I think that they do know what they're doing in some capacity. So I am going to say I am optimistic until we actually do a real weekly topic on what you should do with the draft.
Tell you what, I have one question for you that I've been wanting to ask you forever. When was the last time you saw an atomic drop?
Some wrestlers still do them. It's weird. Because an atomic drop or an inverted atomic drop is kind of stupid, in my opinion.
I was just thinking about the other day. I was like, when was the last time I saw one? I don't remember.
I actually saw one recently. I forgot who did. I think it was like CM Punk or somebody. It was like weird.
No, that is weird. That is weird. So right now, I do want to talk about this. All right. Right now, TNA is actually doing okay. Like, I think they're confusing. Do you think either adding like another show would help them? Like, even if it was just like an hour-long show.
I think adding an hour-long show wouldn't be a bad idea. I did like TNA Reaction. I know a lot of people probably didn't, but I thought it was kind of a ballsy thing to do. Because it was, I thought, really interesting stuff. I mean, they did a lot of the backstage interviews, and it really helped hype up the show a little bit more. However, though, one of the things I would say is, even though they didn't fare well on Monday nights, I actually don't like them on Thursdays. I really think that Thursday, while, yes, it is TNA's night, having them that late in the week, you know? I don't even think Friday, because Friday is kind of a dead hour.
Actually, you know what? Tuesday's a weird night, because there's not like big things going on Tuesday nights besides Dancing with the Stars. And when Dancing with the Stars isn't on, there's nothing big. You could
Tuesday is a dead zone, really.
Yeah, I mean, you could actually run it on Tuesday. You know what? They could run Impact on Tuesdays and then have they could have another 2-hour show, but have it like kind of like how SmackDown's turned into be, where it's like a recap show and there's some wrestling inside. I wish they'd almost do that, but like not have the big guys on Impact, have like the mid carders and basically the mid carders on the other show. And I'm wondering if they would do okay with that. The nice part is then you'd have wrestling just about every day.
I think that Tuesday, I agree with you. I think Tuesday would be a much better use of TNA's time. I was looking at my TiVo and my to-do list on there, and Tuesdays, it's a dead zone.
Oh, yeah.
So we watch what we recorded late night on Mondays on Tuesdays. That's pretty much what we do. And it's one of those things where Tuesday, if TNA was on Tuesday, number one, it'd be easier to do the show, because I hate having to record, later on in the week. But then again, we also have SmackDown being on Friday, so...
Right.
What can you say there? But that I would prefer to see. I loved watching TNA on Mondays, and I think it actually made me like it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'd like to see it earlier. That'd just be my thing.
Yeah, me too. Well, that's all the time we got for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-host for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank the listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.